I'm calling this part of what I'm talking about alternative anatomies, and that's just to say, okay, we have one thing we've been exploring here is the representation of human beings, of human structure, of the underlying human form, and the question is has been more how than why, and I'm going to try to get at least ask the question why and come up with one of probably many different answers as to why you would be interested in this as far as doing animation, as far as doing representation within this imaginary digital realm. When I got into CG, and this would have been about 15 years ago, there was this dogged pursuit, this obsessional pursuit with photorealism. This was when I was really getting into this. Jurassic Park had just come out, Toy Story was in the making, and there was this, kind of both this excitement and this scare simultaneously of this thing called synthetic actors, that they would take over Hollywood. This was part of, as I said, this obsession that a lot of people had with recreating reality, photorealism. When I was getting into this, I was, interested in that myself, but kind of felt that this was an ancillary thing to something that seemed more interesting to me, and that was the idea of using computer animation tools to be able to recreate human beings, to recreate the anatomy, the structure of human beings, but for perhaps a different reason. And this gets into the why rather than the how. What I have been kind of interested in is something that I call psychorealism. And hopefully this will actually start working. And psychorealism deals with the issue of, rather than just simply going through the perhaps somewhat noble exercise of recreating people, instead to use those same tools that you would use to recreate people, but to bring in a different layer. That is, can you use those same tools and use that same and get that same kind of attention to detail in how you model a human being, but do it for a different purpose, which is to tell the story of that person's psychology, of that person's spiritual or emotional state. And I have a few precedents going into this, and they're more in the realm of painting and illustration than really in animation or filmmaking. I mentioned H.R. Giger here, the Swiss artist who's best known for creating Alien and Aliens and all those great science fiction scary monsters. He has an incredibly big body of work that, excuse me, that deals with humans or human-like forms